From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. On the link given in the text edition of the news is a reminder of the World Radio Conference being held in Geneva, Switzerland, from the 23rd of January to the 17th of February this year. Readers of Amateur Radio magazine will have previously seen Michael Owens, VK3KR, WIA president, explanation of how this conference fits into the structure of the administration of radio, but with particular reference to the amateur service. Dale Hughes, VK1DSH, will be attending as a member of the Australian contingent and representing the Wireless Institute of Australia. Some people ask why the Institute spends its resources in attending these meetings. The advanced licensees, they have a decision of a past conference for access to the 10, 17 and 24 megahertz collectively, referred to as the WAC bands. At that time, the meeting was called the World Administrative Radio Conference, thus we get the acronym of WAC. It was one of the first acts of this conference in the 21st century to recommend the removal of a Morse code requirement, which gave limited licensees access to the HF spectrum below 29 megahertz. In participating at the highest levels of administration relevant to our hobby, the Institute can take credit for maintaining and improving local license conditions for all the amateur fraternity. It may seem very remote to the individual, but joining the WIA is a real way of supporting the hobby both in VK and around the world. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Q News. We've reported. You decide.